Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're recording in an intentionally noisy environment. Yeah, we're going to test out this new microphone in a space that has some background noise. Let me describe a little bit about where I am. I am sitting on top of a mountain. Outside of Boise, Idaho. Yeah, I'm at Bogus Basin Ski Lodge. My youngest son here loves to ski, which absolutely terrifies me, but he loves to ski. And so we show up to the lodge about an hour before things really get started, because then I can get a spot in the corner with an outlet, be able to look outside and just watch the beautiful scenery outside and be able to enjoy the day. And while I'm up here, I tend to take my Saturday projects and do them with me while I'm up here. And it's just kind of neat. Skiing is a foreign activity to me. My son, again, he loves it. He's been doing it for a couple of years now and racing and that sort of stuff. So it's foreign to me, but it's one of those things where it just, I don't mind other people appreciating it. So today's episode is on the Apostrophe Protection Society, which I'm pretty sure only a very small number of this audience might have heard of before, right? So the Apostrophe Protection Society started back in 2001 with the intent to make sure that the apostrophe was not going to get removed from language. And so let's go into the dictionary definition of what the apostrophe is, right? So you can read, I'm getting this from the Oxford English Dictionary app. The apostrophe is a punctuation mark used to indicate either possession, i.e. Harry's books or boys' coats, or the omission of letters or numbers, right? And even the Oxford English Dictionary acknowledges that many people are uncertain when to use an apostrophe, and its confusion is probably increased by the fact that it's often omitted in company names like Barclays Bank. The apostrophe should be used when indicating possession, as in Sue's cat or Sue apostrophe S cat, or the omission of letters or numbers like he's gone and those sorts of things, right? So we have some confusion around the use of the apostrophe. And in 2001, a team of some folks in England decided to work really hard to try to protect and preserve the apostrophe. And so the website for the Apostrophe Protection Society, I'll link to in the show notes below, but it's apostrophe.org.uk, right? And so it was started in 2001 by a man named John Richards, who has been doing this for a very long time and has decided to step away. And I'll read you his statement as far as leaving. He said, "With regret, I announce that after some 18 years, I have decided to close the Apostrophe Protection Society. There are two reasons for this. One is that at 96, I'm cutting back on my commitments. And the second is that fewer organizations and individuals are now caring about the correct use of the apostrophe in the English language. We and our many supporters worldwide have done our best, but the ignorance and laziness present in modern times have won. This website, Mastermind by John Hale, will, however, remain open for some time for reference and interest." And that's from November 2019, signed John Richards. And so I'll close that out there, or end quote there. What's interesting about the Apostrophe Preservation Society is I love it for a few different reasons. One is, like I've mentioned before, if you were still reading the news that's on the newspaper, this would have never made the cut. CNN did cover it right when they did announce the closure, but it wasn't, Anderson Cooper CNN. It was somebody else on CNN who kind of looks for things like this on the internet and then shares those insightful stories. Similar to what this podcast does, but this is a little more of an intimate conversation than what you would get from a CNN. The other thing that's neat about the website is, while it was built in 2001, it still looks like websites did in 2001. Now, most of the website's been shut down, it's missing some of its features and things like that, but it was this, like, almost like the Wayback Machine from archive.org, going back to seeing what websites were like in 2001, and I loved it for that perspective. I used to use it as a training tool when I would have new developers and we would try to have to scope out the cost of updating somebody's website. We would use the Apostrophe Preservation Society and kind of math out, okay, what would this cost to update the website? How would you transfer content, that sort of stuff, and build estimates so we could practice and learn how one another would build estimates. So the Apostrophe Preservation Society looks like websites did in 2001, and it's so wonderful to look at and remember that that's the way the internet was. As I mentioned before, we were talking about YouTube. YouTube wasn't destined to become what it was. It was built to become that. And if we don't take the time to scale back and look at where we started from, it's really hard to appreciate where we've become, where we've what things have become. And the Apostrophe Preservation Society never really seemed to evolve, as far as a website goes, into kind of sort of modern best practices or best UI or best UX, you know. And I wish them well, right? These guys have done a good job, and for their effort, they're turning off their effort. That doesn't mean the cause is lost. That doesn't mean that this podcast is going to start supporting that cause of bringing back the apostrophe, right? But I like to look at it as this was this iteration of making an effort, and look at how they did it and what can we learn from it, and what's been good about it, and should we include apostrophes now? Do we really need them? Or is possessiveness automatically understood by understanding the language as it's constructed? And having the conversation about, did we lose the apostrophe because our technology couldn't handle it, because computer systems couldn't handle an apostrophe S in names earlier on and needed that push. And now a lot of our code can handle those sorts of things, right? So is it worth bringing back? Is it worth carrying on? Is this how language is going to evolve? And so again, on this podcast, we like to look at the things that are beautiful about our world, that are good. And I think that having this conversation is good. I really appreciate a gentleman running that conversation up until his 96th year, right, is tremendous and wonderful and should be celebrated. These guys did a great job. And just because they're shutting off their efforts doesn't mean that those who are passionate about this subject should shut off theirs. And we live in an era, in a world where they can do that, and it's totally okay. I love that free speech, you know, I spent 20 years in the military protecting people's right to free speech. And I love that we can express ourselves and what we're passionate about in a way that's peaceable. So hats off to the gentlemen and ladies who've been a part of the Apostrophe Protection Society. I have loved, you know, the fact that you guys have had a voice and been able to share it. I just didn't have a strong opinion one way or the other about pro or against the apostrophe. But just like the flat earth movement, I love watching that conversation. I loved watching your conversation. And while you may be shutting off your efforts, I know they will continue. And I know that there will be pockets that care about this. And if there's a persuasive enough argument for me to really take a stand, I'm just one of those free expression guys for those that want to use it and those that don't want to use it. I'm okay either way. And I'm okay with folks growing up with that. So we've said goodbye to a lot of things in 2019, you know, and the Apostrophe Protection Society is one of them. Another one, or another couple of folks we might want to highlight later on in some other episodes to officially say goodbye. But let's move on to our Curiosity Spotlight. So I reached out to Tony Lambert, asked him my same Curiosity Spotlight question. So let's explain what that is. The Curiosity Spotlight is a segment we do on the show where we ask our audience to engage us by sharing something that they've been curious about that has impacted their personal and professional lives. Personal or professional. It can be either one or it can be both. But what we found, though, is in asking this question is that curiosity about something ends up becoming such a part of that person, they might have forgotten where its origins were. And so we reached out to Tony Lambert. He's a forensic IT guy. In fact, that is his handle on Twitter, is forensic IT guy. So you can find him there on Twitter. And he explained that curiosity has helped me make and Curiosity has helped me make a concrete difference in the security of organizations through investigations. Every new incident is an opportunity to learn, improve, and educate. And I love the way he says that. And in IT, it really is a learning experience, and his curiosity has obviously made a difference. And we don't often give people credit. We reward the results. We don't necessarily reward curiosity. So I love that we could highlight this with Tony, and that he would be able to go back and we can encourage him to think back on how what he does is in part driven by his curiosity. And I want to know what you guys are curious about. I want to highlight it. I want to use Curiosity Spotlight and let what you love and what you're passionate about shine out to the audience of this podcast. So please, if you want to go ahead and hit us up, you can tag us at Parking Thought on Twitter for that. You can also use the hashtag Curiosity Spotlight, and I've got an alert that I've got scheduled to be able to have us find that out there. So let's wrap up this episode, right? This is the part where I tell you that the best way for you to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. I'll let you decide who that is, and I'll bet you know someone who'd love to be a part of the conversation, who'd love to know that the Apostrophe Protection Society is a thing or was a thing, and that the website's up there online. If you're joining us just for this episode, we're glad you can make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes below or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on the YouTube, the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Podbean. We've recently got ourselves listed on Podbean for all of you listening using that app. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? I'm Jacob, and thanks for joining us today.